Greetings from outdoors. Have you ever noticed how often singers sing about nature? Take Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. The librettist, William Schwenk Gilbert, was remarkably knowledgeable in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. For example, in Mikado, Nanki Poo and Coco, addressing the shade intolerance of woodland wildflowers, sing, "The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, bring promise of merry sunshine." Spring wildflowers seem to appear overnight, but actually, the plants, their buds, their leaves, their abbreviated stems, were all formed during the previous growing season. Throughout the long winter, they remained hidden beneath the snow. With the warmth and moisture of spring, the preformed plants expanded, using food stored in underground stems and bulbs. Rapid growth is a survival necessity of the flowers that bloom in the spring. They have a narrow time window in which to bloom, be pollinated, set seeds, and their leaves must gather enough energy for next year's growth, all before the tree leaves form their canopy of shade. The flowers are finished before the summer of roses and wine. Once we enter an interlocking summer, very few flowers bloom in the shade of the oaks and stately pines. Now, the merry sunshine brings us flus campi, the flowers of the field. I'm Kagan Heringa. Outdoors.